Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about, well, everything. From common problems we all face when dealing with our lives and minds, to what's really going on in the world right now. This is a podcast where we take a deeper look into the very things we all face each and every day. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and today we will be looking at the danger of assumptions and why they could be negatively impacting your life. So firstly, guys, to understand what assumptions are, we must first define it, as many of our school teachers used to tell us and teach us in class. So what is an assumption? An assumption is a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. Now, I think that making assumptions is normal human behavior. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I think it's kind of like how people lie often. You know, they say that people lie multiple times throughout the day, even if they're just small, little, tiny white lies. You know, we do them. And whether or not they're healthy or good, I guess, you know, really depends on the situation. But overall, I think assumptions are never really a great thing, simply because they're not the truth. You know, they're not the reality of whatever the assumption is. They're kind of just, you know, just an idea or thought, whether good or bad, that we just kind of formulate in our heads when we don't know the situation. And I think that is also relating to the fact that our brains don't like to not know things, especially the outcome to a situation or something going on. You know, whether that be with your friends or your family, you know, maybe you're going to a family gathering, or maybe something's going on at work. Maybe, you know, you really, really are assuming that after all this hard work you put in about 6 months, you've been working your ass off at this, I don't know, this company, and it just, you're assuming that today is the day, or you're assuming, sorry, that, you know, a promotion is coming up, but then Betty Sue across the cubicle gets her promotion, and you don't get yours. Just an example, and you know, obviously that leads to a lot of anger and frustration, when in reality, your promotion was on its way, but it's just not happening right this second. So you could see that, you know, it's just not, it's not great. It kind of just turns into negative behavior. And I got a couple of things here I want to say today, guys, to kind of help anyone out there that makes assumptions often, if not, you know, every now and again. And truthfully, I will say this right off the bat. I really think making assumptions, again, it's like lying, it's human behavior. I'm not saying that we can't overcome it. I do think it's a thing that we need to be very aware of often. It's like self-awareness. I actually want to say real quick that being self-aware is actually something you need to train your mind to do. And that's almost, and I mean, that is exactly what it's like when it comes to developing a positive mindset. You know, we have to be aware. We have, every day we need to train ourselves to not fall into the negative side of things, or fall into the dark side. You know, it's something that we got to do every day, but it only makes us better people. And with that being said, I do think that even people like me, or people with positive mindsets do make assumptions every once in a while. And that's just, again, with like lying, little tiny white lies, you know, it just happens, but it's best to just kind of recognize that it's happening, you know, own into it, give into it, apologize even if you feel better for doing that, and just learning from it and moving on. No point in staying, you know, focusing too much on something that already happened. Just try to make up for it and move on. So guys, anyways, I'm going to get into the stuff I want to talk about now with assumptions and why you need to avoid them like the plague, okay? So firstly, guys, assumptions are an easy way out. You know, you're not going to develop into a better person by just always turning to this or that that's not true. You know, when you make assumptions about anything, I mean, it's just that, I think the biggest factor here is that it's not the reality of the situation. It's just simply something you formulated in your mind. It's all in your imagination, but, you know, your brain was like, bro, we got to find out what's going on, or, you know, whatever. For anyone, it's really just like your mind just starts like really thinking about what could be happening. And oftentimes, we usually make assumptions for the not the better. We make it for the worse. And it's not great. It's not good. And it really kind of stops you from taking responsibility for your life. You know, you lose control of yourself. You're losing control into the assumptions you're making. And it's not healthy, and it's not going to make you grow as a person. In fact, it's actually going to make you jump two steps backwards. It's not going to help at all, which is the point I'm trying to make. But allow me to continue and tell you more as to why you should stop making assumptions. So guys, the reality is, and I think we can all agree now, that assumptions really are negative, and they also help develop a negative mindset, which you definitely don't want. You want to have a growth mindset. You want to be positive. You want to look at the good in things. You don't want to just develop and assume that every single thing is out to get you, or the world's out to get you, or your life is just bad, or you have bad luck. You know, these are not rational beliefs. And I just think, like anything, it's just very easy to believe in something, especially if you do it often, which makes me want to lead into the fact that making assumptions all the time can lead to very bad habit. If you're always assuming this or that, you're always going to turn to that. And as we've already discussed, you know, it's lazy behavior. It develops a negative mindset. It's an easy way out. You're giving into the dark side. It's not something you want. And you really want to learn how to break that habit before it develops into something worse and it starts to really impact your relationships, your friendships, or everything, your whole life, because it really is not something you want, and it really will develop, if not taken control of now, into toxic behavior. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast right now, you know, with your host, Jordan Antle, just had to remind you, you know, a lot of us tend to not really look inward and ask ourselves this question as to, you know, do we do this often? I think this should be the time to kind of just awaken the inner being that is you and look inwards and ask, do you make assumptions often? And if you do, don't shame yourself. I really think the biggest step we can make is being aware of it, acknowledging it, and learning from it. I really don't think shaming ourselves is going to benefit us in any way, shape, or form, and I really just don't want any of you guys listening to this podcast and feeling bad for some reason. You know, I really just think the best thing you could do is acknowledge this. And at the end of the day, guys, I want this podcast and just this information to just be useful for any of you guys out there. Obviously, there's going to be people who are going to tune into this podcast, and they're not really going to take it in. They're just going to, you know, they're going to be like, whatever, you know, I don't really care, or I don't agree, which is totally fine. But this podcast, for the people out there looking for it, who want, you know, who want this advice, who want this help, this is the place for you. So with that being said, I've got a couple more things I want to say about assumptions, and I kind of want to jump back to this whole toxic behavior with assumptions. So something that happens to everybody and can happen to good people is the development of toxic behavior, whether that's in relationships, whether that's just with your daily routine of talking to strangers. You don't want to fall into that path, that toxic path of just toxic behavior, toxic assumptions, toxic conversations, and so on and so forth. You don't want to become like a bully. You know, this is like a good way to look at it. You know, how do people become that person in a Tim Hortons lineup? By the way, I'm Canadian. A Tim Hortons lineup, or just like a coffee shop, who makes a huge scene out of somebody putting one extra milk in their coffee. Now, the question you usually got to ask is, you know, are they having a bad day, or, you know, are they just a rude person? But the truth of the matter is, there is no excuse to be that way. People who start to act like that just kind of developed into this very angry, toxic person, probably not happy with their lives in some way, and they just take it out on whoever they can. And that is usually, and that is the sad reality, and I've seen it a lot. But toxic behavior is a very, very broad spectrum of things. There's a lot more than just assumptions when it comes to toxic behavior. There are a lot of different ways you can develop toxic behavior, and you really just don't want to falter into that in any way, shape, or form, whether that's with assumptions or anything. So do your best to definitely stay away from making assumptions, because it will turn to toxic behavior, and it will make you make belief, always, with everything. But anyways, guys, I'm almost done here. I've got a few more things I want to say. So, guys, when it comes to assumptions, it's only going to make your pain worse. Now, let's say you're assuming things towards, you know, like a negative situation. Oftentimes, it's not really a positive assumption, and even that can lead to something bad. But, you know, let's just say, for an example, you're assuming that your girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever is cheating on you. Now, let's say that you, let's look at that example. So why would you assume that? Perhaps their behavior has been very abnormal. It's been strange. Perhaps they've been hanging out with a new group of people. I don't know. And not to say that you shouldn't be skeptical when, you know, your significant other starts acting abnormal. But, you know, the real question here is, do you have proof to back up your assumptions? Because if you don't, then you really could be developing a really, really bad mindset. You really could be developing the wrong idea as to what's going on. Perhaps your significant other happens to just have good friends and they just like hanging out a lot and they love you a lot and they would never do that. But on the other hand, who knows? Maybe they could be cheating, and it's not. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about sometimes assumptions are right, but you really don't want, especially an assumption like this, you really want to make sure that you have the proof. Otherwise, all you're really doing is just forming a toxic behavior. You're helping build a toxic relationship, and again, without the proof to back it up, it's really just going to ruin your relationship. And that's kind of like the point I was trying to get at here, is that it only makes your pain worse. It's only just going to make things bad. Now, again, assumptions can lead to the right outcome, but I really just don't think it's the right way to go. And again, like, why make assumptions when you could just actually talk things out with your partner? And I mean, if they're, and also another thing too, is if you're making assumptions, you clearly just don't, there is a lack of trust in that relationship. So you really, really want to talk to your partner. If you and your partner seem to like not have so much trust in each other, there's a problem and you guys need to talk about it. And, you know, again, that can lead to friendships and many other things. I will actually tell you a story now. So there have been many times in my life where I had assumed that my friends were ditching me. I had many, many times where, because I wasn't asked or invited out, that I just took that as an assumption that they don't care about me, that my friends are not my friends, they're just really trash people. And, you know, the reality was, guys, that they live their lives. I don't need to be associated with them every single time to know they're my friends. And I think this happens often. We often expect higher things from people, especially people we hang out with often. I really just don't think that is a good way to look at it. And even if that was the case, you know, even if it was the case, how am I ever to have the proof of it? And why? And what would be the point of just developing that idea and thought around it if there was nothing else to back it up? You know, if the only time I felt this way was when they all hung out without me, then, you know, it's like, well, there's not enough proof, right? Sure, you feel left out, but at the same time, you're just exercising toxic behavior. And again, you want to have proof to back these things up. You don't want to just be harboring these thoughts and it's just these negative thoughts in your head that just are not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. And like I said, guys, assumptions are usually wrong. I would say a good 99% wrong. You know, sometimes they're kind of right. Maybe even like 96. Let's go like 96%. Usually 96% wrong. But at the end of the day, guys, assumptions don't really ever help anyone out. They often are they're like an invisible demon that kind of just whispers in your ear, telling you the wrong thing. It's like the devil on your shoulder. But either way, guys, that is all I really got to say. So to conclude this, assumptions are the quick fix down a bad road, and it will be in your best interest to never make them, even when they feel most appealing. They'll almost always be wrong, and constantly assuming things will lead down to a bad habit and only deepen your pain more. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Let's Get Personal podcast. I hope for everyone out there listening that you enjoy this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. Be sure to rate it, subscribe to us, and be sure to listen for more. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Take care.